Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Brian Urlacher last Saturday night at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. A tremendous speech, and we are honored to be joined on the show right now by Pro Football Hall of Famer Brian Urlacher. Brian, it's John Murphy and Steve Tasker here in Buffalo. Thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
You know, one thing in your speech that I really liked was when you said you wanted to be remembered as a good teammate. What a great thought. What a great approach to the game. How did that sort of inform your whole career, Brian, that desire to be known as a good teammate?
I think it started in high school, honestly. You know, all my best friends I played with in high school, same way in college, I became really good friends with all the guys. Not all the guys, but most of the guys on my team. And we're still friends today. And just carried over to the NFL. In the NFL, it's not hard because, you know, in Chicago, I played with a bunch of guys for a long time. There was a few guys there that I played for 8 to 10 years with, so it was easy to become really close with them. And even if they weren't my close friends, I wanted to be a good teammate to everybody. I think that was just that was my mindset. You know, I felt like if we had a good locker room, we were going to be successful on the field.
I know
it didn't always work out that way, but I felt it would help a little bit.
One of the things I want to ask you about is such a big week for you guys going into Canton last week. When you got there at Canton, first of all, what day did you arrive last week? And also, what was the most pleasant surprise of your entire experience there during your induction week?
We got there on Wednesday night. My kids have school Wednesday, so we left after school on Wednesday. We got there probably 10:30 on Wednesday night. The most pleasant thing, just how welcoming the current Hall of Famers were, if that makes sense, the guys who are already in.
Right.
They were so happy and so nice to all of us. Like, you know, welcome to the club. We're happy to have just every one of those guys was very welcoming because they've been through the process as well. They know what big nerves we were having. So they were all very welcoming, and just the support they gave us was overwhelming.
Hey, Brian, Steve, my partner here, has several former Bills teammates who are now Hall of Famers. And the one thing, you know, you talk to those guys I get from it is that it really does change your life, it seems, when you become a Hall of Famer. I know it's only a few days old, but can you see that happening to you? Do you feel like that might happen?
I'm still so relieved it's all over. You know, it's like right when I sat down, as you can tell, my voice is still gone. Right when I sat down after my speech, it was like immediate relief that part was over.
Right.
Been stressing about it for, you know, 6 months, getting that speech in there and trying not to screw it up too bad or leave anybody out. But I don't feel any different, honestly. You know, I'm still dad to my kids. I'm still friends to my buddies, so I don't really feel any different right now.
Well, you went into the Hall of Fame at one of the iconic positions in the NFL. Forget about quarterbacks. You're the middle linebacker for the Chicago Bears. You followed guys like Mike Singletary, like Dick Butkus, who's the all-time iconic guy. And now you sit there, and I take it – I know you spend a little time in Chicago and live elsewhere as well, but, you know, now you're looking at a guy like Roquan Smith who's kind of having a bumpy start to his career. Any advice for these young guys coming in? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's frustrating because they changed the rules so there wouldn't be holdouts, right? I thought that was the main reason they changed all the new rookie contracts, so these holdouts, and they were getting a ton of signing bonus money, which they did. They changed that, now it can go to the vets. But, you know, it's a business decision. You know, that's the way it goes. I think behind all these decisions that are made, it is a business. And when he gets in camp, I'm sure he'll, if he gets in training camp, I'm not sure if he'll be there or not by the time it's over. He hopefully get caught up quick. You know, it's only hurting him though. It stinks because I'm not sure what kind of advice he's getting or how that works. You know, when I was a rookie, I told my agent, I said, Steve, I want to be in training camp. I do not want to miss out on training camp. I want to be there. Don't want to miss one day. So get it done early. If I have to take less, I'll take less. But you get me in the training camp.
We're on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline with Pro Football Hall of Famer Brian Urlacher. I want to talk about your rookie career for a second, Brian. Dick Duron was the coach of the Bears when you got there in 2000. You started your first regular season game, and then you were benched right after that the very next week. What happened there, and how did you feel about the way that started for yourself?
You know, I didn't start regular season. I started in the preseason at Sam linebacker, and I stunk. I'm not. There's no doubt about it. You know, I had such bad technique. I'd never played in the box before like that. I was a space player, and you put me over a tight end where I just have to kind of hover around him and get my hands on him. It just wasn't what I was used to doing. So I justifiably they benched me, put Rosie in there. And Rosie did such a good job. And then I think week two was when Barry Minter got hurt. Against Tampa Bay, and Coach Vosh says, get in there at Mike. I go, I haven't played Mike. I'm a backup Sam. It was, well, just running the football. And then I started every game after that.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about these days. You've got, we've got a young guy here in Buffalo who is in camp, Tremaine Edmonds.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So talk about your thought. I mean, this guy, I mean, he's got the radio. He's 19 when they drafted
him. I like him, Steve. He's got a lot of talent. You know, and I talked to Bob about him as well, Coach Babich. He's very high on him as well. He says his football IQ is way up there. Athletically, there's nothing he can't do. You know, he's 6'4", 6'5", 235, runs as fast as he needs to, can jump. I mean, but the thing you worry about with the young guys is just the mental part of the game. And from what I hear from Bob, and I don't want to get Bob in trouble, but he says this kid's smart and he gets it. You know, not make a lot of mental errors in training camp, which is great. And just a good kid overall. I mean, I was very happy to hear that about Bob just raves about the kid.
They talk about Bob. That's Bob Babich, who's the Bills linebackers coach, your presenter last weekend at Canton, Ohio. Talk about Coach Babich and the role he played in your successful career, if you would, Brian.
Man, I love playing for that dude. He's more like my brother. I mean, he used to piss me off every day. Right? He could get under my skin like nobody else. We would go at it like brothers, but it's just, we were so competitive, and I wanted to be better. He wanted to make me better. He challenged me every single day, you know, whether it was in meetings, walkthroughs, practice. I mean, I had to be on my toes all the time with Coach because he was always challenging me, and that's why I appreciate it. You know, he didn't let me get stagnant. He was always challenging me to get better, and not just me, but Lance and our other backers as well. We appreciated that.
One of the other things, the guys that have crossed paths with you in your career early on, we watched you a little bit, and I was actually interested in the guy that coached you a little later and helped you in your training is Rusty Jones, who's a good friend of Murph and I. I mean, Rusty was my coach in Buffalo for a lot of years, came to Chicago. Talk about the effect he had, some of the things that he affected you in your career and why that was.
I love Rusty Jones. Rusty was at my party last week, too, at the Hall of Fame. He drove down for one night and jump back. So I was glad to see him. But, you know, when he got there, I was just coming off a hamstring injury, and I'd never been hurt. I'd never pulled a muscle, never been hurt in my career. So it was a little different for me. But he changed my diet. He changed my mindset on eating, on stretching, just everything. Sleeping, just everything. He changed the way I looked at, you know, football was my career, so I needed to take care of my body. I understood that. And he made me – he just gave me ways to make myself better, and I bought into it right away. In the first year he was there, Defensive Player of the Year. You know, I was awarded the Defensive Player of the Year, and I just got better every year. My body changed, and I just trusted him, and for good reason. You know, he was with the Bills for, what, 20, 21 years there?
Yeah.
So he knows what he's doing. So I trusted him, and I did what he told me to do.
He's also one of the funniest people I've ever come across. Do you find that to be right?
I love, you know what, every day I'd walk into the weight room and Rusty would be sitting there smiling. 6:30 in the morning, 6:15, Rusty, you ready? Fine, you want me to stretch out? Get your breakfast. Good job, didn't you? Come back here, we'll get you a stretch. You know, he's got that accent. I just, you know, every day you walk into the building and Rusty's sitting there ready to go, fired up, you know. It made it more enjoyable for me.
Yeah, you got the good Rusty Jones imitation. You got
everybody,
it down.
Everybody who played for him has a Rusty Jones imitation. There's no question about it.
Oh, we've all got him around the Bears, that's for sure.
Brian, what's life like for you now since you've been out of the NFL for a couple of years? What do you do? How do you keep busy?
Yeah, you know, my kids keep me pretty busy, and especially right now with football starting. My son plays flag football and tackle football. So for his school, he plays flag, so he practices until 4 o'clock. I go get him. Then we go to tackle from 6 to 8. My daughters are still in school as well. My oldest one drives, so she's pretty busy on her own. My little one plays basketball, so we're pretty busy. But, you know, when they're at school, I ride my mountain bike. I try and ride every day of the week and work out when I can. And golf's taking a back seat because I stink right now. So hang out with my wife. My wife, she's pretty busy, too. She's pretty bossy, so we got a lot of stuff going on there.
Where are you living? Are you in Arizona, Brian? Is that where you live?
Yeah, we're out in Chandler, Arizona.
Chandler. Now, there's a lot of high hopes for your former team this year, brand-new coach and second-year quarterback. Your thoughts on what the Bears might be able to do this season? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm super excited about what's going on there. You know, Coach Nagy is awesome. His offensive mindset is just they go up-tempo, and he changes it up a lot. They got some good players in the offseason, but I'm really excited about Mitch. You listen to him talk in the media. He says all the right things. He never talks about himself unless it's what he can do better. When he talks about how good his teammates did, how good the line blocked, the running backs did a great job, receiver made a nice catch. It's never about what he did, or it's always about what he could do better or what everyone else did great. And I really appreciate that about him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.